you ready for the sound?
Y'all ready for this?
Ah, yeah. We're back.
Welcome. Well, don't turn this off right now in case this is your first episode. We're not like that, okay?
Okay. We talk in the whole episode like this.
So, Comic-Con episode.
Oh, no, wait. Yep, Comic-Con episode. But the first thing we need to talk about, the first thing, we want to talk about Comic-Con, but first thing we need to tell fans, if you can discern our voice among all the millions of other voices that are happening right now, there's a problem with the page, with our page that we're posting, and we're sorry, we're trying to fix it. But basically, every single... Yeah, Dom remembered.
Yeah.
We have a slight problem with our audio in that if you don't use QuickTime, because I'm using a Mac, you know...
It's not that. I think it's just that HTML script. I don't know anything about HTML script... QuickTime reads HTML script, and so it can read that it shouldn't auto-start things, whereas Flash doesn't.
Okay.
But there are ways for you to make...
But what is the problem?
The problem is that basically if you're on, like, any of the pages, especially on the homepage where you see all the blogs, that's the major problem, it immediately starts every single podcast straight away. And that's annoying as shit. That's really fucking annoying.
I would be super tempted,
so
actually.
Either, for now, if you really give a shit about us, which you probably don't, but if you do... try and make QuickTime some kind of default audio player thing. I don't know how you do that. But maybe
or click on the title of the page you
want
to look at.
Oh yeah, or just immediately click on the blog post that you want if you are on the homepage. And that way only one audio file will immediately start up. Also, the first episode that we ever did doesn't have this problem because we used a different method than we do now.
And which was a fantastic method, apparently.
That's because I think that method... I don't remember what we did, but I think somehow we used... QuickTime was, like, inbuilt into the thing. I don't know. I can't remember what we did then.
But it was good.
We're using what is supposed to be the more superior method now, but we're going to have it fixed up. We've got a friend who's into, like, tech and shit, and he's probably going to help us out on Saturday.
He's into Tekken,
and so
apparently.
He's into Tekken. No, I don't think he's into Tekken. But
he's into tech.
He's into tech. And, he's going to fix it because he knows how to do that kind of
and
thing. We tried to fix it and we just didn't get anything, so...
And hopefully you'll hear our Batman episode in better quality.
Yeah.
I actually find it weird when I'm talking and doing this podcast that I look towards the page and I think I'm talking. I feel like I'm having a conversation. Like, I look to you and I'm like, okay,
hello, computer.
I'm talking to Dylan. And hello, computer.
Yeah.
Hello, audience. Your face is lots of lines and such.
Pixel audience,
you know? But, yeah, so apologies for that. We're trying to do our best, but, you know...
But we're shit, so we don't know how to do it.
We've only had about 7 episodes.
This is the 7th episode.
Seventh episode. Right?
Unless we're wrong, and then it isn't the 7th episode.
And then you can
I'm pretty sure it is.
Then you can just, punch us in the face.
Yeah.
It's Comic-Con episode. That's the only thing we can firmly establish. Unless we go off topic like we did when we tried to do our serious episode.
Which one is that?
That was the rape one.
Oh, that wasn't meant to be the rape episode, though. That was the...
I know.
I don't even remember what the main topic was for that episode.
Well, it was about... We were trying to talk about worlds and video games.
Oh, yeah, world building. That was completely derailed.
But then...
That was a mad episode.
We had delicious food.
That was really fun. Oh, yeah, and then we got interrupted because food arrived and it was really tasty, but we had to edit all these bits out. Where
grilled vegetable.
It was really nice.
There's, like, a random bit when you're listening to an episode. It's funny, but it just switches between different things that we thought were funny that didn't, like...
Well, just the bits where we weren't interrupted by food coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's just like... And then we were... Yeah.
But
so.
That was a fun episode to do. I don't know if it's fun to listen to. It probably isn't. But it was really fun to do.
I find it annoying that the only episode that works properly is the one where we're not, you know, practiced at this.
Yeah.
But every other episode that we are, like, working, you know, on it is, like, fail.
Yeah.
Oh, well, anyway. So, you know, big things are happening lately.
A few big things.
I mean, outside of all, you know, the fact that we're time of the year when movies are coming out.
Yeah, neither of us have seen Spider-Man, so we still can't talk about Spider-Man.
And we haven't seen Batman.
Because it's not out yet.
Yeah.
We're recording this on Tuesday, Batman comes out on Thursday, we're seeing it on Sunday.
We're not one of those magical reviewers that just comes out with a review like...
Well, we're not reviewers.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I am, I guess.
You are, but you're not legit.
I'm not legit.
Not legit.
Not yet.
No, yeah.
Also, wait, can I just, like, say something about my reviews?
Yeah.
I'm mad sorry that I haven't been posting reviews. I posted a Liquid Rising review, and I said in that review that I would be posting more reviews, like, within days, and it's been, like, a week and a bit now since that. So, mad apologies. I will, however, post a Cabin in the Woods review really soon, and probably will... I don't know what else I'm going to be reviewing, but I'm planning to get a fair few reviews out this week, because now all the... turmoil that I had going on before is dead and over and gone.
Oh, yeah.
And now I can, I've got like a normal routine life again for like ever. So
yeah, but later in the year when HSC comes, you're going to be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, no, then I'm obviously not going to put, I've got my final school.
Yeah, yeah, you could just post, you could just post something and be like.
Yeah, maybe I'll write some reviews in advance actually, and then I can just post them up as like, as.
Oh yeah, that'd be really good.
But I probably won't do that because I'm lazy, but that'll be a good plan. But so I want to do Cabin in the Woods. I want to do Resurrect Dead.
Oh, Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, I want to do the FP. I want to do
the FP.
I want to do I'm thinking about doing Battlefield 3 because I kind of am more interested in becoming a video game critic than I am a film critic. It's just that I've only done one video game review, and I've done, I don't know how many film reviews, I've done like 5 or 6 now. And so I want to get into doing video game reviews, but I actually think they're a lot harder to do than film reviews.
Well, they're multi-layered.
Yeah. I guess it's like people, I guess I can just follow suit with everyone else when it comes to film reviews and how to structure them, and no one fucking knows how to do a video game review yet.
Well, the difference, I think the difference is, as you go through the different mediums, they keep adding different things. I mean, you can talk about pictures and music and be like, okay, this art looks good, this music sounds good,
yeah,
and I can talk about those things because that's simple, and you can break that down. Then you get to movies, where it's like, okay, these things added together,
yeah,
how do they work? And then you get to games, which is like
everything ever added.
Everything added together.
But I want to do Battlefield 3. If I do a Battlefield 3 review, I'm only going to be reviewing the multiplayer because I haven't played the single player, and I have no interest in playing the single player, and I will probably write about that in the first paragraph of my review, about how the single player is completely redundant and shouldn't exist in the first place. But so I'm not going to do that. I've done the first one. I did the first 1.5 levels of the single player and was like bored as shit. And so then I just went back to multiplayer. And I've got, of course, Steam sales are on at the moment. The summer sales. They were 2 weeks late.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Steam sales. That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah,
because apparently people are having to take out a loan on a long or two.
Oh, yeah.
Like, one of our friends who's going to see Batman with us might not be able to see it because of Steam sales.
Yeah, which I think is actually fair enough. He can wait to see Batman with Steam sales. So I've obviously bought a ton of games from the Steam sales already. I mean, we're only halfway through. It's day 5 now, I think.
Yeah.
And so there's 5 more days. I think it's 10 days long. Maybe it's even more. God, I hope it's not long.
Every big game of the past
ever
is 75% off.
Yeah, it's
Has it been this insane before?
Yeah, no, this is pretty standard. They've got a lot more sales this time because now they've got this thing called community choice sales where they put up 3 games and then you vote for which game you want, and then the game with the most votes becomes 75% off for like 6 hours or so.
Oh, okay.
And they kind of keep doing that. And then like they've also got the flash sales now, which are like the sales that are up there for like 5 to 10 hours each. And they've got four flash sales going on at any given time. And what's kind of started to happen is that a few games have overlapped. Like Saints Row the Third was a daily sale on the first day, I believe. Oh no, it was a community choice. It was one of the community choice options for one of the community choice competitions on the first day.
Okay.
And it was chosen, and so then it was 75% off for like a few hours on the first day. And then in like the fourth day, it became one of the daily sales as well for 75% off. So they're kind of recycling a few games every now and then, which is good because there's a few games that I've wanted in the community sales that didn't get chosen. And I still have hope that they're going to be flash sales or daily sales at some other stage later in the sales anyway.
Oh yeah.
But basically, I've hauled like a 1,000 billion games already, and it's only been 5 days, so I'm probably going to be reviewing a fair few of those, I hope, because that'll be fun, and that way I can actually like give myself a legitimate excuse for paying like $1,000,000,000 for all these games.
Or just 100.
Yeah.
For the amount.
Oh, well, because I'm paying like $1 a game.
In
so.
Comparison to the game, the amount of games you're getting.
Yeah. I think I might actually list up really quick what I've gotten so far. And if we ever get comments, wow, how cool would that be? Then I could get people to tell me what they want me to review, and then I could review it.
Oh,
guys, you should, like, be cool and community member-y and, like, post comments about what games I should review. I know you won't, but you should do it anyway.
It's gonna be a while before we have a community.
Yeah. But do it. Get on it, people.
Fan. Go on Spill. Go on Steam.
Go on, yeah, so
I said Spill, no, Steam. Go on Steam.
So at this stage, it's day 5. I think it goes for 10 days. I'm not sure. I've bought Alan Wake American Nightmare. I've bought Assassin's Creed 1, 2, Brotherhood, and Revelations. I've played Assassin's Creed 1 before, but I haven't played any of those before.
So Assassin's Creed.
I bought all of Assassin's Creed. I bought Bioshock 1 and 2, which I've...
Yes, you got Bioshock.
I've never played Bioshock. How embarrassing is that? I played, like, the first hour of Bioshock at a friend's house once.
I find this weird, because usually it's, like, different where I don't know about the big game that's first-person.
Well, it's because when it came out, it was...
it was only Xbox.
It was Xbox and PC only, and I was a PlayStation 3 person at the time. So I didn't have any way of playing it anyway.
Okay, now that's funny.
Then a couple of years later, it came out on PS3, but I didn't have any interest anymore because it was, like, old, and I was like, oh, whatever. But, I mean, it was, like, a few dollars on Steam, so I was like, yeah, okay, I'll get Bioshock and finally play through that. I got Indie Game the Movie, which I might do a review for, actually, which, was okay. Some of the people were just bad people.
A balance of pretentious and difficult times.
It's really pretentious, but it's interesting. It's quite interesting. I got...
Can they do a non-pretentious version of this type of movie?
Yeah, they could just edit out all the pretentious shots that have nothing to do with what's going on.
Oh, okay. So that's what's pretentious, not the people.
Oh, well, the people are assholes. Well, two of them are, at least. Phil Fish, who is a great game designer, is fantastic, but he's a dick.
Is he the Fez guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fez, I heard that guy,
he's an asshole. But his games are really interesting.
Oh, and, I'm going to probably... If we get a comment, it's probably going to hate my next comment. But I enjoy Kanye West. But he is a fucking arsehole.
Yeah.
He is, like, the worst human being. So, you know, arseholes...
And one of the guys from Super Meat Boy is a bit of an arsehole as well.
Is he more like a confident dick arsehole, or...?
No, he's not confident at all. He's pretty awkward and shit, but...
Oh, okay.
Like, one of the first things he says in the movie is, like, it's fine that people play Call of Duty and all those games and buy those. I don't have a problem with that. They're just really shit games. And I think that's, like, really dismissive, because... I can understand why he hates games like Call of Duty, because he's not making money because of games like that, right? Even though he's a fucking millionaire now, so he can't talk, right? But at the time when that was recorded, he was not a millionaire. He was poor as, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's really, really kind of dismissive to say that they're not all good games. It's like saying all Hollywood movies are bad movies simply because they're made in Hollywood.
Well, maybe it's fine that they're showing the sort of, you know, they're just showing you the fact that these reviewers... game designers are this way.
Yeah, no, it's cool. But did they show another side? They don't edit that out.
Because I heard that there needs to be more of a...
It's...
I don't know. More sides to it?
I guess obviously all four people that are...
You will hear...
Yeah, I'll write a review about it. Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
What else did I get? Pixel Junk Eden I got, which is apparently really cool, which I think you'd like because it's like a... It's cool. It's like this rhythm indie game.
Oh, I love rhythm games.
It's sort of a platformer, but not really, I think.
I don't even play, like... I'm not even obsessed with rhythm games, but they're always...
Yeah, rhythm games are so fun.
Like Beat Hazard?
Yeah, I got Beat Hazard, which we played for ages on my friend's Steam account, and then it was 70% off, so I was like, yeah, I'm going to get it myself. Beat Hazard's great.
I love that game.
I think I got something else. Oh, I got Fear 1, 2, and 3. Fathria. I got Fathria, and I got Fear 1 and 2. Which I've played like half of Fear 1, and I've played bits and pieces of the other two games, but I never played them all like properly before, so I'm going to play through those. I got Mirror's Edge, which is one of my favorite games of all time, which I have on PlayStation, but I was like, I never play my PlayStation anymore, and it was $2.50 on Steam, so I was like, yeah, I'm going to buy it again. I've got plans to buy a few other games. I saw that Crazy Taxi is on Steam, and I was like, holy fuck, Crazy Taxi, I love that game.
Crazy Taxi, what is this shit?
You don't know Crazy Taxi?
No, I know Crazy
Taxi. Oh, okay, good.
I mean, I know of it at least. I mean,
it's $20, which is fucking absurd. Its base summer sale price is $12, and so I'm going to wait to see if it's a 75% off discount at some stage. I probably will get one. Well, actually, maybe not, because it's a pretty small game.
You've been good about this in that... You limit yourself to only stuff that's really cheap.
Yeah.
Because at some point...
Oh, well, the Assassin's Creed bundle was $50. That wasn't really cheap.
Yeah, but you got, like...
I got five games.
You got all of a series that apparently gets really good. Yeah. And I'm saying that as someone...
Revelations is apparently pretty shit.
Well, I'm saying that as someone who really doesn't like the first Assassin's Creed.
I loved it. That's the thing. Everyone's like, oh, fuck Assassin's Creed 1. I really liked it, and I never played any of the others. So I was like, I think I'm probably going to really like the series. So far... I've played, like, maybe the first 2 or 3 hours of Assassin's Creed 2.
Mm.
It's good, but I don't see why it's such an amazing improvement over the first game, to be honest. I still think it's really fun, though.
Well, I don't know, but... I mean, we may differ, but... I thought the game, honestly... I mean, you're playing on PC, so you can fix the... You can see the controls and stuff.
Oh, dude, the controls on PC? I'm going to talk about this real
quick. Well, yeah, really good.
I thought they were atrocious to start with. I was like, what the fuck? You know how the entire... concept behind the control design for Assassin's Creed is that you have, like, the diamond of buttons to press, right?
Yeah.
Like, what you have on a controller, your square, circle, triangle.
I thought that would work on a controller.
But no, it works on a controller because you press... I'm going to use PlayStation controls here. You press triangle to use your head, which is, like, eagle vision or whatever. or mouth, you know, to talk to people. I thought it was awkward. You press square and circle to use your hands, and you press X to use your feet, and it makes fucking sense. It's really, I actually really liked it. You transition that over to PC, you can't really implement that design idea at all on a keyboard and mouse at all.
Yeah.
But they did a pretty good job. E is to use your head. Shift is to use your unarmed arm. Unarmed arm. Left click is to use your armed arm. And space is to use your feet. And it feels really, really uncomfortable to start with. But after like 2 hours, I really like it. It's really comfortable. And it's nice as.
Oh, well. Well, I've said this before and I'll say it again. The thing I didn't like about it was... I hit this point. I mean, I finished the game. I didn't stop and say, fuck this game.
The ending was stupid as well.
The ending was just like...
Although I've heard...
Ending was M. Night Shyamalan, a ding-dong
I know a few spoilers in how the series propels itself forward, because I've got a particular friend who's a massive history geek,
okay,
and I always talk to him.
Work?
From what I've heard, it actually sounds pretty cool what happens.
Okay, because I kind of was annoyed because I was like, the game doesn't... It doesn't end. It's just you're in this room and you're just able to walk around and that never.
That's the ending, though.
Well, yeah. But
what's wrong with that? That's like a really cool epilogue. I love the ending. I thought it was great.
Okay. I thought you hated the ending.
No. I hated the boss fight, the final boss thing.
Oh,
all that shit. I thought that was stupid ass. That was fucking ridiculous.
That was dumb.
The final epilogue ending. That is amazing.
Okay.
I was like, oh, it was so cool.
All right. But the problem with that was just that it's an assassin game. Even if I found that the way they handled the assassin bits were boring, it should have still been about that.
Yeah, well, okay, there's obviously the gameplay aspect of the boss fight, which was stupid as shit, but also just what it the story behind the boss fight section was fucking dumbass. I was like, this is ridiculous.
What, you mean a really predictable, ooh, who's the bad guy?
No, not that. I knew, I don't want to spoil people that haven't played, but you know what I mean, right? The thing that...
The big object.
Yes, the object. That's all you know.
The object.
That made me angry. I was like, that was stupid. That didn't fit anything.
I repeat.
But
ooh.
They elaborate on that concept later
okay.
on. And it's actually pretty cool.
I mean, I'm in the middle of it, but there are some things that they do with the lead character, not to spoil it, that I've heard about that I like. With Real World Desmond... Because it's sort of like playing it, I honestly, you feel like, I was interested in it, and I like the whole idea of a stealth sort of thing, where it's like, okay, while you're doing all these action bits, you get to actually do specific story stuff. And you explore the story in this very, you know, weird way. Mm-hmm. Like, you're in this test area, and you go to the...
Spoilers. I think everyone knows.
Yeah, you go to this.
Yeah, okay.
You go to this bedroom area, and you're like... What's that noise? Because they're not going to let you go to sleep until you find out what the noise is.
Yeah, I hate that.
I know, it's annoying.
It does in the beginning of Assassin's Creed 2. You, get taken to this new place for the Animus, right? And then it's like, you click on the Animus, and it's like, talk to everyone before you can do this. It's like, fuck you, I don't care.
It's such
poor game design. It's so bad.
And as a kid, I don't know everything. I don't know basic game, just talk to everyone. So I just walk around the whole room thinking I'm meant to touch something.
Because
I'm still thinking like a platformer. So I just keep walking against windows and thinking like, what do I push? What do I push? Yeah. But, you know, it's cool. Interesting, Fassbender has been apparently...
For the movie.
And it's not just casting, he's producing it.
What?
Producing it.
Oh, well, so that means he's giving them money. That doesn't mean anything, really.
Yeah, but, I mean, still, the fact that he's having trust in a video game project...
that's cool. I think it could make a pretty good movie.
It could make a good movie. I'm just, you know...
Also, there's talks of the Deus Ex movie as well. That's going to be pretty cool, I reckon. That could be a great, great movie. Although it probably won't be, because it's, you know...
I would like to see more fantasy movies being taken, but, you know... popular video game titles.
Yeah, I know. I think, Assassin's Creed could be really cool.
Well, every trailer that we see when someone else is controlling it's awesome.
The Deus Ex movie
Tomahawk? Tomahawk.
The Tomahawk thing.
Tomahawk trailer.
That was sweet.
Dude, he was like, oh my god, it just jumps over the guy with an arrow and
I'm really, really excited for Assassin's Creed 3, actually.
I'm actually tempted to just play number 2 and... get what the hell happened in Revelations and Brotherhood.
I reckon Brotherhood sounds pretty cool from what I've heard.
I'm in the middle about it, but I don't know if I... I don't know. I'll probably wait till Steam sales and just buy every Assassin's Creed.
Well,
next Steam sale.
The Assassin's Creed bundle is $35. I'm really pissed off, actually, because I usually wait until a game gets...
But then
there's always a constant like, sale discount on Steam, right? Whatever is a sale, it's like every game is like X percentage off, right?
Yeah.
But the Assassin's Creed bundle was like 68% off for standard price.
Yeah.
And I was like, that sounds like they're not going to do a 75% off for it because it's like so close to 75% already.
Well, yeah.
And then today I wake up and I check the sales and it's like Assassin's Creed bundle 78% off. And I was like, no, I lost $15. It was so bad.
You can only get annoyed so much, though.
I know. It's like I paid, as opposed to paying $125 or whatever it is, I paid, no, like for the whole thing.
Yeah.
I paid $50 for the whole thing rather than $125. Or I could have paid $35. It's like, eh. I still saved so much money, but I could have saved more money, which I could have spent on more games.
Well, that's because
Gabe Newell
has created a system that makes you hate someone for being nice to you.
Yeah.
And I love it because, I mean, apparently Steam wasn't originally going to do well. Like, originally when it was being released, it was a very risky idea.
Well, yeah, because no one was really supporting it in the beginning.
And then, you know, he happened. What really propelled it, though?
No idea. Absolutely no idea.
I mean, is it just the fact...
I wasn't part of it until 2008, I believe.
Was it just because they had, like, Valve had really good games?
Yeah, no, but Valve hardly ever releases games. They released Half-Life 2, and along with Half-Life 2 came Steam. And, I mean, they didn't release another game until, like, Portal.
Oh, I guess they appealed to the indie community a lot.
Yeah, but I don't think they even did that to begin with as a thing. I don't know anything behind what made Steam a big thing, but I'm very happy that it did do that.
I'm very happy.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, Gabe pretty much middle fingered all the other companies.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and he's proven you... It's this... Like, nothing else has proven consoles being pointless as much as Steam.
Yeah.
Steam has just proved that you don't need a console. It doesn't matter. Analog controllers doesn't matter.
You can use them.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
95% of
it doesn't matter. PCs offer everything that you could possibly want.
And more.
And more. Way more.
Oh, also, I also bought Prince of Persia Sands of Time and the 2008 Prince of Persia.
I'm interested to hear what you think about it. Because, I mean, I know Prince of Persia has a good story. I'm not going to say anything. But...
Yeah, I know. Because I've got a friend who's really into game design and stuff. He told me Sands of Time has some of the best storytelling in any video game he's ever played. And that's really saying something from him. So I'm pretty excited to play it.
Well, it is definitely a good story. But it's also been a bit of time.
Yeah, I'm not expecting anything from the gameplay. I don't even like platformers, so...
It's also, you know, the CG thing. But don't worry, I'll be interested to hear what you think.
And I'm pretty excited for the 2008 one, because I like the concept that you can't die. I think that's really cool, and more games should do things like that.
Alright. Now, instead of talking about Comic-Con, I thought we were going to talk about Comic-Con, but another interesting thing happened.
But wasn't this...
Which
Comic-Con?
Is the
I'm
women...
Sure this was
which, is, which is Dylan. Women shouldn't have rights.
Oh,
don't,
I know.
Don't you agree?
Women. Wait, why is this a news story now? This has always been the case.
Oh, man, I love feminist things.
You've got to say this, like, when the car isn't here.
Yeah. Oh, because there's, like, you know, the thing with feminist frequency and stuff?
What's that?
Like, it's that big thing about this blogger who was, like, she's going to release a whole series where she's...
Oh,
like,
the video game feminism thing.
I watched some of her stuff. I will give her points that she is saying something that's important, but she still is very dismissive of a lot of things to the point where I realise, you know what, there actually are, I mean, they're not all good female characters, but there are actually good female characters.
Yeah, but there are predominantly bad.
Well, there are.
And I think that's still a problem.
But still, it feels like a whole series that just looks at stuff, like, it looked at Bastion, and she looked at, like, there was a female character in that and dismissed them, and I was like, I haven't played Bastion, so I don't know.
I played, like, the first hour of Bastion and got bored.
But
I didn't actually like it. And I don't think I got up to her.
If you play Bastion, you know that every character doesn't have a deep personality.
Yeah, none of the characters are deep from what I can tell.
The point is what the narrator says about their past.
Yeah.
Sort of elaborate, so, you know, whatever. Anyway. Okay, yes, we're talking about Comic-Con. Don't worry, we're not talking about women.
Also, we're totally fine with women's rights. Women should... be equal and shit, alright?
How about everyone's equal and we just stop thinking in genders?
Exactly. Or in, like, any classification.
Any classification. I kind of love that about Extra Credits. They, like, had a point where they realized that their third episode dealing with different things, they just said, you know what? We're not going to have any more episodes about...
They're all the same.
Yeah, they were just like, you know what? Just deal with them as people, you know? Anyway, so Comic-Con happened, and Comic-Con is like E3, but bigger.
It is way bigger.
It's way bigger. Comic-Con used... Okay, if you don't know, used to be this big, but it was based in comic books. as it's called. It was all about comic books.
Everyone knows what Comic-Con is, dude.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
If they're listening to our podcast, they know what Comic-Con
is. All right, all right. But now it's become...
Unless they're, like, family.
All right, all right. I'm just giving an intro. I'm just giving
Comic-Con
an intro.
Is a thing where everyone goes and
it's basically,
celebrates pop culture and...
It's basically... Gives the reason for the studios and whoever to pimp out their big things. And it's a big reason for us.
It's just a giant fucking marketing thing that you have to pay for. It's fucking stupid.
And yet I kind of... Oh, no, wait. The difference is you also get to see creative people.
Yeah, but it's not like you get to learn anything from them, really.
Well, dude, I would pay to go to Comic-Con to see, like, Joss Whedon.
To see him. It's like, no, I don't get that.
It's like,
oh, look, he sure does exist. He isn't, like, a conspiracy created by some kind of evil corporation.
Look, you may not be into it, but I think that's an experience I would love to.
I would love to talk to Joss Whedon. That'd be great, but he's not going
to
do that.
I would love to go to just, you know, Comic-Con and just feel that. I've heard it's a thing where you go once and then you never go again.
Yeah, I guess.
It's an experience.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure if I ever am in America during Comic-Con, I probably would go.
Yeah.
But I would probably just be hating on it the whole time.
It's, you know, one of those geek marketing things as well.
Yeah, it's massive. It's just, like, you're just paying... Like, how much does a Comic-Con ticket cost, you know?
Oh, it's, I don't know. It's
probably a fair bit of money, I would think.
A fair bit of money, probably.
You're paying what we assume to be a fair bit of money for essentially people to just advertise things towards you that you probably already know exists anyway.
Not all nerds are clean all the time.
Oh, yeah, no.
And you're filled in a very sweaty room.
Yeah.
Filled with millions of people. And it's I feel sorry for the girl, the booth babes, as they are. Because they have the worst job in the world. Well, at least in nerddom.
I reckon there are a lot of worse jobs than being a booth.
Fine. But still, I mean, you have to, like, these girls have to take photos with every single sweaty nerd.
I wonder how much you get paid to be a booth babe. You
gotta get paid a lot for that type of job.
I don't think so. I wouldn't assume so.
Well, you know, then again.
It's like mad amateur modelling. It's like the most amateur modelling in the world.
Good point. But yeah, they're all just smiling, people like, I totally know what this is.
Yeah, what's Minecraft?
This is StarCraft. What? So anyway, we're going to try and... It's mostly just going to be Marvel, but there are some other things that we're going to talk about. The first thing, though, that interests me is All-Star Battle... PlayStation All-Star Royale thingy. All-Star Battle
Smash
Royale.
Smash Bros. Sony. Thank you.
Smash Bros. Sony. I'm interested in it. I am hitting a point in gaming where I am sliding to the PC realm of thinking, so it probably won't sway me to buy a console, but...
You have a PlayStation 3, dude.
It's going to probably... Well, okay, actually, this won't be for PlayStation 3.
It's going to be on PlayStation. Have you
but
seen it?
I'm probably not going to buy it instantly. Wait for a sale, which is to say $10 off the price. Steam makes everything look retarded.
Yeah, no, it's like there's not even any... I haven't paid full price for a
game. It's like, okay,
you
could have a chocolate milkshake, or you could go to Willy Wonka's Chocolate Land. What's the choice? But I think it looks good. You know, they finally introduced another of the inevitable characters, which is Jak and Daxter. Why didn't they have him in the first thing is perplexing to me. Well,
because, I don't know, maybe they didn't officially have the rights yet for some... Well, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't. I don't know. Maybe they just hadn't designed him yet. I don't know.
Oh.
I still think this game's going to be stupid, but... From the newest stuff that we've seen, certainly looks better than it did, like, when we first saw it.
Yeah.
I still don't think it's going to be any good, though.
Yeah.
Do we know who the developers are?
Who have they done?
Like, sorry, what have they done before?
Who are the developers?
Superbot Entertainment.
Superbot.
No idea who they are.
Those guys, they made a game.
Probably.
But, yeah, and the other fighting game, I guess, the DC one, which just looks... Like a brutal version.
Gods Among Us.
It
just looks so choppy. The animations are some of the worst animations I've seen in a long time.
Okay, I'm more conflicted about the way they're dealing with subject matter.
Yeah, and the tone. It's like, look how edgy we are.
It's the Mortal Kombat guys trying to make another game that isn't Mortal Kombat, and they can't do it.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, like, I mean, Capcom don't have a whole deep storyline, but they get the Marvel characters. They're like, okay, this is Iron Man. This is Captain America. We get
it. Yeah, but it's, like, extremely playful. And there's tons of Marvel stuff that is not playful in any way. I think you could put the same argument forward that there are plenty of edgy DC comics, but that doesn't mean that every comic in DC is edgy. I think it's the same. It's just that Marvel vs. Capcom, or just... I guess that's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Is just funner.
Yeah.
Right? There are tons of really edgy DC comics.
Well, no. The thing is...
And there are tons of really lighthearted Marvel comics, but that doesn't represent everything in either of them.
The difference is characters can be lighthearted and they can be edgy. I never stand by the theory of, like, okay, everything can just be edgy or everything can be lighthearted. But the way they treat the characters is it just feels a bit childish in how they do the dialogue. It's nothing
really edgy.
It's more like, it's not so much edgy, so much as when you hear Superman acting like a teenager going like, I'm annoyed at you guys. It's like you're a whiny 14-year-old getting annoyed at your parents because they won't let you borrow the car for the weekend. That's what
14-year-olds can drive cars. Holy shit.
Rich dudes probably can. I don't know.
This isn't like Mexico, dude.
Rich Mexico. That's another one we could add.
Mexico, man. We should have that.
And we should... Yeah, screw Mexico, too, just to make this...
Yeah, fuck Mexico. Yeah. No, Mexico's cool.
Mexico's pretty cool.
Tacos are heaps delicious.
Yeah, nachos are nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the only outside of the Deadpool thing. Thomas Jane. So, if you don't know, they released a Punisher short film, which I would say is just Dark Knight music for most of it, and then...
No, it's actually the Dark Knight
song. I know it is. Yeah. It is. It's just...
It's really good, though. I thought it was... Very much like, oh, I don't want to watch this. And then I watched it and I was like, oh, that was actually pretty cool.
And they got, like, Ron Perlman and stuff. But it's pretty much just a fan film by Thomas Jane, which I love.
Did he create the film or just act in it?
I wouldn't be surprised if he created it, because there was a point where, like, Thomas Jane, I don't know what it was, but he's, like, done fan stuff where he's actually taken a photo of himself as a character and done all the, you know, work. Which is nice. Like, he shows, He shows the people making it like, okay, this is what I'll look like in the suit.
Yeah.
Whereas most actors are just like, look how pretty I am and how many, you know, abs I can do. And I liked it. It had the right amount of violence for a Punisher movie. And
it built tension pretty well too, which I thought was nice.
And I thought the important thing about the short film is that for most of it, I wasn't too sure about Thomas Jane until he started doing the Punishing. And he got the face. He got the... Before you speak,
yeah.
The Punisher is... Like, characters have this sort of moment where you see in their face that they're becoming... They're doing something in the way that you think they would do it. So, take the Marvel movies recently, where you feel they're the characters, not just in a superficial way.
Yeah.
And you saw him, and you were like... In his eyes, you were like, okay, this is the Punisher.
Yeah.
You know, so, anyway...
I have never read a Punisher comic, and I've never played any Punisher games, and I've never seen any of the Punisher movies.
Apparently the first game's good.
So, I've got no idea about anything. The only thing I've ever read with the Punisher in it was that one Runaways book.
Oh, that was funny.
That's the only time I've ever actually seen or read anything with Punisher in it, so I don't know shit about him, right?
Yeah.
It seemed to me like this was not, like, his origin in any way, right?
No.
This is... Why the fuck did he let these... Spoilers. Did he let these people beat the fuck out of... Like, the woman and the kid, before he went and punished them.
Well...
Why didn't he say that they were just about to do that and then fuck him up?
That was a bit weird.
It's like, it built tension really well, but I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Unless it's just a thing he does, I don't know.
Well, the
punishment... I guess, is he waiting for the... Like, if they've dealt enough damage to people, and he can see that they have, then he feels okay with punishing them by killing them?
Well, I mean...
Or is it just... He's just an asshole.
Well, he's an asshole.
Yeah, no, but like, so...
Well, the Punisher is a bit more on the very extreme side of morals.
Yeah, I know that.
He is, well, you know, it's obvious, he's the Punisher. Yeah. But that means that he's not like a hero where he's just going to run in and save someone.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of like the fact that when he saw the kid, he didn't just go, oh, it's a kid, I gotta save this kid, because that's the type of generic hero I am. He sort of spent a while where he was like... You know, considering the option. He was like, is it worth the effort and stuff? But
it didn't look like he had any problem with effort, though. He fucking beat
the shit out of him. Oh, well, then he got a bottle of Jack and just became...
Bottle
of Jack should be an option in Modern Warfare, by the way.
The only legitimate reason I can think of... I haven't read or read anything with the Punisher in it, but...
Yeah.
Is that he's just waiting for them to have done enough bad shit for him to feel good about him killing them. That seems like the only good reason for him to do that. Is that a thing that he does?
I'm not too sure. I haven't read a lot about the Punisher.
Okay.
But from what I've read, the Punisher is that type of character that is... I mean, he's not conflicted about killing people.
Yeah, I know that.
You know, but he's like... That idea is not... He's not like some kind of... It's so tricky with the Punisher because whenever they interpret him, it's this big, crazy movie like the... You know, the one in 2008, or it's the one
Warzone.
Or 2004, where it's a bit too emotional and mopey. And, I don't know, I guess, I see what you mean. He did. They didn't really make it apparent.
Well, like, maybe it's just a thing that he does and I'm not aware of it. I've got no idea. I'm just saying that I thought it was weird, but I can see that there probably are explanations for why.
I would go for that. I would actually agree with your theory that that he is sort of waiting for a moment. Because there is that moment in the short film where things sort of turn where it's in someone else's hands to do an action that he creates. You know?
Yeah.
And so... But, you know, I still like the fact that he didn't do those generic things at certain points.
Yeah. No, it was cool. It was good.
But yeah, and you know, hey, hopefully we can get another good Punisher movie, which...
Has there actually been a good one, though? I haven't seen any of them, but I haven't heard good things about any of them either.
I liked the Thomas Jane one, but that was back when I liked every superhero.
Yeah, how old were you?
I was a bit not the right age to be critical. I was like, oh my god, Daredevil, oh my god. I was at that point where I just, like, even Batman and Robin didn't bother me because it was just superheroes.
Yeah.
And I was just that young. Yeah. You know? And because of that, although I do like Batman Forever, I think that one's a good one. You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, moving on. Neil Gaiman has announced that he's doing a new Sandman series. Not too sure about this one. Not too sure.
I think it's a horrible idea.
Yeah. I mean, the original Sandman is a phenomenal series that... I mean, I've read about... I think the only ones I haven't read is maybe 6 or 7 in the series. Book 6 or 7. I know you... I've lended you the...
You gave me book 1 and the last... I think you gave me the first and last book. And I was like, well, that's great. But I haven't read any of them. I've never gotten around to reading
them. And Steam sales.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey.
But apparently it's like one of the most amazing graphic novels of all time, so...
That's
why I'm mad skeptical about him doing another one. Generally, when someone comes back to continue something that has... It's been finished, right? Like, the ending was an ending.
Well, yeah, there was a finish and there have been some other series, but, you know... It's one of those things where it's like he lives in the DC Universe, which is actually a cool thing, where Lex Luthor died, and instead of, like, meeting some kind of, you know, the Marvel version of death, which is just some skeleton or whatever, they took the death from Sandman...
And put him
in... And no, she. It's this punk... Yeah, it's... Death is just a punk rock chick that meets you and is all like, hey, dude, you're dead.
That's pretty cool.
Let's just, you know, let's just talk and be calm and shit. And so Lex Luthor... This crazy dude meets Death. Female Death is just this, you know, casual chick. I wanted to read that. So it has something to do with stuff, and it has been small continuations of it. But, okay, this series, just so you know what it's about, is about what happened before the first Sandman. And again, I mean, the same thing with the Watchmen things. I don't know.
Oh, like, have they started writing those Watchmen sequels?
I think they've released. I don't know. I mean...
I forgot about that.
I kind of, you know...
Yeah, I guess it's... I think because the thing is, the fact that it's Neil Gaiman writing it means it's obviously a lot more likely to be good, but also if it's bad, everyone's going to fucking hate it, right?
Oh, yeah. And Neil Gaiman...
Like, with the Watchmen stuff, no one cares about that, right? No one... I'm sure I've no... If it's even out, I've not read any of it.
Well,
I haven't even heard anything about
it. People may make complaints, but a lot of people are probably going to read it anyway.
Yeah, of course. But even if it's really atrocious, which it probably will be... They can just pretend it doesn't exist. It doesn't matter. If Neil Gaiman writes it, it gives it this kind of... A little bit of legitimacy that's going to make people kind of angry.
Yeah.
But and I'm sure it'll probably be good. Mm. It just probably won't be as good as the original, which is apparently amazing.
And I mean, I'm not saying Neil Gaiman's bad or anything now. It's just, as a writer, he has had evolutions. And there is this sort of mind headspace that someone's in when they're writing an original piece of work. That means it's difficult sometimes for them to go back to where they were.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about, like... I don't know if Alan Moore could go back to the right headspace he was in back in the 80s. As great a writer as he is, although he's still very cynical about the world, so maybe he could. But Neil Gaiman is...
Because the Cold War's over now, so...
Yeah, but I think he still lives in the Cold War. But Neil Gaiman, I mean, I don't know, like, you read the series and it's a nice series because it balances between horror and... You know, actually being positive, I guess. But again, hopefully, I think it's interesting. I hope to God that he.
Oh, and it's a prequel.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
Well, you know, shit. But that's all right. Sandman's been a bit loose with its camp. Look how it structures things.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, it's in, you know, straight order. But I mean, that doesn't hold back this story too much.
All
right. I mean, this. The cover that we're seeing.
Everyone, you can see the cover with us.
With us, but, you know, crazy. Anyway, that's Neil Gaiman.
Oh my god! Guess what, guys? They've finally made a Deadpool game.
And it looks fucking horrible.
So yeah, they finally released a Deadpool thing, and there is certainly an attempt. So watching the trailer, I gotta say, there was an attempt in that trailer for the Deadpool sort of things, like the yellow boxes and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's funny that Nolan North is another character in the game. Seriously, that's what made me laugh the most, was hearing Nolan North's voice. Yeah. Like, oh god. I kind of, I'll give it at least the joke about the start when he's like, about women and sort of like, having those two voices fight each other. But yeah, the gameplay isn't too good.
I think, okay, first of all, a Deadpool game shouldn't be that fucking hard to do, right? I mean, he's like so clearly easy to design a game. You just fucking make a hack and slash game and make him say funny shit, done, right?
Yeah.
That's it. I don't remember, I saw this like when it came out and it was like a few days ago. The gameplay, from my memory, didn't look very good, but I'm not going to hold my, you know, say that for sure.
Mm.
But I was... It's like a one-minute trailer, right?
Yeah.
I was annoyed at Deadpool by the end of this one-minute trailer.
Yeah.
How am I going to play a 12-hour game this character? It wasn't funny. I was like so... I was just like, Deadpool, shut the fuck up. You're not funny. That's not good.
Yeah.
That's like the main reason people would want a Deadpool game, and it's not good at all.
Yeah. I looked at the gameplay, like, the moment he's spinning, he's hitting, you know, killing everyone around in a circle, and I'm just looking at it like, this is really awkward. There's no fluidity to how his movements are working, and the part of the appeal of Deadpool is that he's really, you know, his mind, his jokes are in one place, but his actions are very much of an assassin.
Yeah.
He knows how to kill a person. Mm. This isn't someone who's just like, oh, you know, I'm funny, but I'm way over my head. No, he knows how to kill someone.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
Also, it's made by High Moon Studios, and they made the Transformers games that came out recently, which were apparently quite good, actually. They were third-person shooters, though, not hack and slash games.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, like, I haven't played any of them, but I've heard some pretty good things about them, actually. So, that's interesting. But, honestly, I think this is going to be a shit game.
I hope. I hope it's... I hope any game's good, but...
Yeah, obviously.
It looks like they're not really getting... They don't get how to write...
Yeah, they just need a better writer. I think that would... Like, the gameplay could be better, I guess. So we've only seen one trailer, and it's the debut trailer. I mean, it could obviously get better.
It would improve. But I mean, I thought All-Stars...
The writing was just, like, not good. Really.
And you've got, like, Nolan North, who is actually a really good voice.
Yeah, I thought the voice acting was fine.
He's a fantastic voice actor. Give him words to say that are beautiful or funny, at least. So, yeah, okay.
Well, there's that.
Okay, so now we're moving to what is probably just going to be Avengers and Marvel stuff in general. I'll talk about something quickly that, you know, happened recently, which was Josh Trank, guy, director of Chronicle, has been given the Fantastic Four reboot. Now, I'm all right with the Fantastic Four reboot. I'm gonna try and with more of these reboots that are gonna inevitably happen with these products. I'm gonna hold myself back from wanting them to fail because part of me wants them to go back to Marvel. But
he's stoked. Fantastic Four. Who owns it?
Who owns it at the moment? Who is it?
Not Marvel, though, right?
Not Marvel.
Okay, that's all we need to know.
Yeah, like. The, you know.
Well, I mean, Chronicle was amazing.
Chronicle was amazing.
Chronicle is probably my second or third favorite.
But, I mean, that doesn't mean that he's going to be right for it. But, hopefully, I mean, because Fantastic Four isn't about dysfunctional. It is about cheesy family. Mm. It's a family film, which...
Yeah, also, I didn't like the original Fantastic Four movies. They were really good.
That's all right, most people don't. I'm in a minority when I say that there are things I like.
Oh, I hate that. Well, the first one especially. Oh my god, it's so bad.
I liked some of the casting. Not Sue Storm or Victor Von Doom. I liked the three dudes, though. Even though Michael Chiklis, the Thing, was a terrible costume.
It was a rubber suit.
Yeah.
It was jiggly.
They moved the mouth.
Yeah, like rubber.
But as it stands, I think the guy obviously knows how to make a movie.
Well, this is his... Chronicle was his first movie, I'm pretty sure.
So...
I mean, there are plenty of other directors that have made one good movie and then made shit movies.
Yes.
The guy that did, the Catwoman movie...
Yeah.
He only made one movie. He's, like, produced a few others. He's a French director. His first movie was called Vidocq, and it's, like, this crazy awesome steampunk movie.
Well, that's...
And then his second movie is Catwoman, well, and it's atrocious. So, well, I mean, just because he made Chronicle doesn't mean it's going to be good at all.
Well, there's this sort of thing...
At least it's similar, though.
The difference is, though, that this guy's done a superhero movie, and he, you know, he can at least understand that part of superhero
movies. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's a lot more similar to Fantastic Four than Catwoman is to Vidocq.
Although...
Just saying.
There have been better, like, you know, mashups such as, like, The Crank Guys and Ghost Rider. Apparently that one was bad.
Mm.
So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But it's interesting. It's interesting. Hopefully Josh Trank does something good.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. We're very hopeful to
I honestly would rather have him just do his own movies, though.
All right. So we're moving on to Marvel movies specifically. And the first thing is, Joss Whedon might not be in Avengers 2.
Which is ridiculous, which is completely fucking ridiculous, and it's just wrong in every way. I think Joss Whedon is morally obligated to be in Avengers 2, to, like, direct all the Avengers movies from now on, until he's death. Like, seriously.
Because you know you're going to see them, and you want someone who's proven themselves.
Yeah.
I love Joss Whedon. I've loved him for a long time now.
Yeah.
Everything I see with him is at least decent.
Yeah.
So, you know. And I... Wow. Yeah. Oh, man. Joss Whedon. Love that guy.
But, I mean, if he's not on Avengers 2, who will be? And will they be good?
That's a big question.
I say it doesn't matter who they will be, because they will not be as good as Joss Whedon. I think Joss Whedon is the perfect choice.
Well...
I can't think of a single person that would be better than Joss Whedon at doing this movie.
This type of movie where you have the character...
Yeah, it's an ensemble cast where, you know, characters are really, really important, and it's like a genre film.
Mm.
Oh, okay, like it's a really mainstream genre film, but it's still a genre film.
Yeah.
That's perfect for Joss Whedon.
Yeah. And, I mean, I would love it if he had sort of like a deal going on with Marvel and Disney by comparison. Like Christopher Nolan had, where he could do his sort of thing and then Marvel's thing. And then his thing.
Because that was now over, though.
I know.
We should talk about that real quick. Christopher Nolan is done with DC.
Oh, yeah, he's done with DC. Which DC are probably, like, shitting themselves.
Yeah, probably I would be if I were DC.
Like, what about...
Honestly, I would much rather him be doing his own movies than...
Can. I mean, he can do anything.
Yeah.
He is... Warner Brothers are never going to deny it.
Yeah, they're not going to be like, no, Christopher Nolan, you can't make this movie.
You can't make a movie with our studio because it's like, it's not like it's going to make a bajillion dollars.
Yeah.
Because all any studio has to do is put on their movie from the guy who made Batman Begins, Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises. Or just...
Inception.
Inception.
Yeah.
Memento. Just
no one, like, mainstream audience doesn't give a fuck about Memento.
Well, just say Dark Knight.
Just Dark Knight and Inception. Done. You can make any movie forever from now on.
Yeah. Dark Knight just makes an instant goal.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, so... But that is... But DC is sort of in that position where they're like, fuck. We've been depending on this guy to do our whole comic book department
Honestly, I think they should just... start again.
Try and...
Start everything over and get... good people to do their movies.
Yeah.
Like, Zack Snyder is not a good choice at all.
Yeah. And
I actually like two out of Zack Snyder's movies. I don't know how many. He's made
I like
time,
the
right?
really violent ones that were in the style when they were just B-movies, pretty much.
Yeah. I really like 300. I know a lot of people don't like it. I think 300 is fucking awesome.
I thought Dawn of the Dead was fun.
Dawn of the Dead was great.
It was really...
Since then, no. Not so much.
No.
Not at all. Although the Owl movie was apparently pretty good. I only saw the third act and I was like...
Fucking Owl!
At a friend's house just making fun of it the whole time, so I can't really say for sure, but it seemed pretty normal.
Those owls were pretty badass with their excessive claws.
But, yeah, I think... DC's fucked as.
Yeah, so fucked.
Yeah.
And
good luck, guys.
We're going to enjoy a couple of years of them trying.
Yeah. Probably.
Oh, well, I hope Joss Whedon... A lot of hope here that Joss Whedon is on again.
Avengers 2. He'd better be. If he's not, I will, like, kill him. No, I won't, because I want to see what else he does. But still, I'd rather he be doing Avengers 2.
He is honestly the most...
I'm sure there's going to be, like, 4 years until the next Avengers movie comes out anyway. Can't he just make a movie in that time and then go and make Avengers 2?
Yeah. He's apparently got, like, a Shakespeare movie.
Oh, yeah. Not much ado about nothing.
Yeah.
Is he directing that, though, or is he just producing it?
I think he's directing it.
Oh, okay.
It's not just Cabin in the Woods where he's like, I'm just attached to this small project.
Well, no, but he wrote Cabin in the Woods. He didn't just produce it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was part of that.
And he even got Nathan Fillion to be in, like, another role, which was good.
Yeah.
I'd like to meet some Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion's a cool dude.
Oh, he had a really cool interview recently, where, because Nathan Fillion's great about this, he's honest about the movie industry and how he's like, the guy asked him, are you going to be in Avengers or something? And the guy's just like, Nathan Fillion's just like, okay, look, I have to kind of be honest here. There is a certain level that I'm at, and there's a certain level that they're at. And they're not going to get me because, financially speaking, there is a point where entertainment has to meet profit.
Yeah.
And it's going to make no sense to hire a guy like me. And I'm getting there, but I'm just not there yet.
That's pretty big. I mean, they got, like, unknown actors to play other characters in the Avengers movies. Like, what's the guy that did Chris Hemsworth? No one knew who the fuck that was until Thor, right?
Well, I mean,
that was, like, a big deal.
He's also a very, like, humble person to a fault. Like, he's very much, like, grateful for Joss Whedon because he gave him all his big, like, geek roles that, you know, he was in Firefly, Buffy, Dr. Horrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All that's good. So, you know, hopefully. But, okay, so moving on. Now we have the more specific nitpicky rules about the big Marvel movies. Because Marvel made, like, about, you know, they elaborated more than anything else on certain movies and confirmed certain movies that people were already into.
Yeah.
So the first thing is that Captain America will be called Captain America the Winter Soldier and will possibly introduce the Falcon. Now, I'm a comic book fan, so I'm always open to any crazy idea. It's rare that you're going to find me going like, no, I don't want the Rocket Raccoon in the movie because, yeah. So, on that note, how do you feel, Dylan, about the Falcon?
I don't know who the fuck the Falcon is, but you showed me some pictures on Google Images and he looked stupid as. But that doesn't really mean anything. They can just make his costume look a little more modern and that should be good.
Yeah.
Got no idea about anything about his character, so I don't really care.
Alright.
What I'm more angry about is the fucking return of, what's his name, Bucky?
Bucky.
Fuck that. Fuck that so bad. He is dead and that is it, right? I hate this. That's the worst thing I've done in all of the, in, like, the Avengers movies now. This is just ridiculous.
Even worse than how they treated Iron Man as a character?
Oh, well, no, but that's because that's what Iron Man's character is, and that's what he's like in the comics, too. He's just a fucking arsehole, and I don't like that. Right? I haven't read any of his comics, but that's I thought that was...
Well, yeah, but he has this redemption sort of storyline thing, and how he sort of is this... He can be a dick, but he's also trying to save the world.
Well, he's not in the beginning of Iron Man.
Well, no, that's...
Yeah. No, okay, I don't care about the Falcon, whatever. I'm cool with them bringing any character in. I don't really mind. But fucking Bucky died, all right? And I know that he's a massive deal in the comics and all that, but I think wouldn't it be cool
if they do something
untraditional, like just Bucky is like the second main character in the Captain America comics, right?
Well, now he is. Okay. I mean, he was like dead for about most of the history until, like, 2005 or something.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like, or, like, 2007. Like, he had been dead. Like, right. he was just that thing, and then he just came back.
Okay, well, that's dumb, too, but they do that all the time in comics. That's why I don't read comics much. But,
yeah.
It wouldn't... Okay, so Bucky's still a big deal in the Captain America universe, right? In comics and shit. Wouldn't it be cool if they introduced this really, really big character in the first movie... Then just kill him halfway through and bring him back. That would be amazing.
There's a reason why they're doing this more than anything else.
Because it's stupid.
Well, no, because every single major character is dead from the first movie outside of Captain America. Every single character. And yeah, while
there's still tons of other characters they can put in.
They can put in characters, but they have to just... It's a completely new cast.
So?
Well, it's fine, but the reason why they're doing this, I think, is more than anything else... is to continue that sort of, you know, that pathos, that story, that feeling from back in the day, and all that being twisted. I don't know, I like it, personally.
I really, really don't like this. I think this is so far the worst thing we know about Phase 2, is that
I kind of want Falcon to be played by Samuel Jackson. It's just Nick Fury decides to be the Falcon.
I don't know that would probably be pretty cool. Is the Falcon black?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, totally do that.
It just says Nick Fury like, motherfuckers in this suit!
Yeah.
I'm in a red suit!
Got wings, bitch.
Got wings. Fried chicken wings, mouth motherfuckers.
Oh, don't do that.
Sorry.
Sorry, black audience, which I'm sure there's like two of you.
Dude, our audience is like a female Mexican black woman.
I doubt that.
There are a lot of things, dude.
I mega doubt that.
But anyway, the Mandarin will be an Iron Man 3 villain.
Which I'm pretty sure we kind of like knew this a thousand years ago.
Yeah, we knew this 1,000 years ago.
So Ben Kingsley is gonna be him, we know that for sure.
Yes.
Cool. Ben Kingsley's cool. He's cool.
I love Sir Ben, you know, Kingsley. Sir Ben Kingsley.
Why did he get knighted? He was in like fucking Flash Gordon.
He's also, you know, I think it's just as long as you're not gay or something, you can be knighted.
Fair enough.
That's why Stephen Fry hasn't been knighted, even though he's like a national treasure in England.
Yeah.
Like, he's everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, hey.
But yeah, the Mandarin is in Iron Man 3, whoop-de-doo. Yeah.
I think it's just going to be interesting how they do it, because Mandarin's a bit racist.
Yeah, which is cool. I want to see what they do with that.
Yeah, a bit like, if they Manchu mustache.
Okay, like, Iron Man 1 and 2 were mad patriotic, right? They were extremely patriotic.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be cool to see if they do this right and they don't do it in a racist way, I reckon it's going to be cool.
Yeah, and it'll be cool if they actually start working on that part of Iron Man that Avengers got right.
Yeah.
Which is the whole thing of Tony trying to fix things, you know, instead of just being like, fuck yeah! You know, you can have those fuck yeah moments, but then you have to show he's doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, Ben Kingsley. Sir Ben Kingsley.
Sir Ben Kingsley.
Siri Ben Kingsley.
Yeah.
The guy, if you don't know, the Danish actor, Mads Mikkelsen,
Probably mispronounced.
Probably.
Probably.
But he was the guy from, Casino Royale. He was in, Clash of the Titans. He was actually pretty good.
I can't think of any movie that... Well, I've seen Casino Royale, but I saw it once.
He played the main guy in a suit that was really pissing off.
There was only one guy in a suit in Casino Royale, really?
Okay, the main gambler guy.
I don't remember. I saw it once when it was in cinemas. I don't remember that movie.
All right, well, it was a good movie, and so, you know.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
But, yeah.
He's not in Thor 2, like he was going to be. He's now in Hannibal.
Hannibal. Gains a cannibal. Ooh, pun. But, yeah, I'm going to... Again, open. But the big thing is that they've announced a lot of shit.
A lot of the Phase 2 Avengers movies.
First thing that was obvious, you know, lots of Iron Man 3 stuff, you know, that's interesting. There was some cute stuff, actually, where they had a costume contest with the kids.
Aww.
And Robert Downey Jr. was just, like, you know, talking to the kids and stuff.
What a pro.
And he walked into the whole hall and he had, like his right hand was just an Iron Man glove and it was cool.
Did it light up and stuff?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know. And he was just sort of like pretty much, you know, working with the fans, which is cool. But the other two, Captain America, you know, we know about
the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, the Winter Soldier.
Thor: The Dark World. Do you know what that means?
I don't fucking know, and that makes me so happy.
Okay, cool.
I am like looking at it like Thor is the most interesting movie on this roster.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, okay, Ant-Man has Edgar Wright.
Yeah.
But Thor... More Asgard stuff.
Yeah.
More fantasy.
Yeah.
Just do all that shit.
Yeah.
Go to Asgard, go to all through the tree and shit.
And take us to whatever this Dark World place is.
Because that sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah. I'm pretty deep to Thor.
That's the thing. I don't even know what the Dark World is, but...
Oh, it's coming out quite late in the year, too.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's interesting.
It's not a summer movie. That's interesting. That's cool. I guess it's probably because they've got too many movies they want to release and they can't just dump them all at the same time.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to spread them out. Which is actually kind of cool, I guess.
And I guess...
Which also is really rude to all the other movies that would ordinarily be trying to make a little bit of money when there's no fucking superhero movies coming out, and now there are anyway.
Everyone's like, oh, I'm going to see after them. Oh, never mind, Thor.
Yeah.
Just pushes all, like, you know,
yeah.
The art guys.
So maybe Phase 2 of the Marvel movies is just going to, like, destroy the film industry or something.
There's no Christopher Nolan to balance it out.
Yeah.
So it's just Phase 2 just destroys everything, because, you know.
So we haven't... Winter Soldier is coming out the 4th of April 2014.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Iron Man 3,
we don't know yet.
Yeah, it's the one with...
Probably going to come out next year, I'd say, because they've been working on Iron Man 3 for a while.
Yeah, and I've been hearing more about that. You know, Ant-Man,
yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna be mad.
Ant-Man looks cool. Because,
yeah.
I mean, this is the reason why I love Marvel. Because they do things and you just don't believe it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because we've been beaten before,
And they've talked about Ant-Man for years now and nothing's happened.
And Edgar Wright was originally attached, but you're like, oh, they do that all the time.
Yeah.
Some creative director gets attached. And it was like, nope. Edgar Wright did some test footage. Yeah. He's made it. So this is like Joss Whedon directing Avengers. This is
This is sick.
This is sexy. This is So he released some footage. So this isn't just an announcement. This is footage, concept test footage for Ant-Man. I would love to see a full movie for Ant-Man, but even if it's a short thing, I'd love that.
Yeah.
You know. And he leads to Voltron, who is the big robot bad guy for the Marvel Universe. That'll be cool. And Guardians.
Guardians is going to be mad.
Guardians looks fucking awesome.
We even have a picture of Guardians. How good is that?
We have, like, pictures. We even have, like, just Guardians. I love Guardians of the Galaxy because the poster they released, they didn't just release, you know, a whole cast image for it. They released, like every other Marvel character just has black and title. But Guardians is, like, way cool. They have space. And it's 2014.
That's American dating, right? So that's January.
Yeah. That'll be interesting.
That's, like, when no movies come out.
Yeah, so...
So I think that's interesting, because Guardians of the Galaxy, I'd say most people would agree, is the riskiest one of them.
Well, yeah.
So the fact that they're releasing them in January means that they're kind of expecting it not to do as well, I think.
Yeah. They're probably trying to plan it around a time. They're like with Thor, they're planning around a time when there aren't a lot of summer movies. So people are more likely going to be...
No, but everyone's going to see Thor too, right?
Well, yeah.
I don't think... I think Guardians of the Galaxy is probably not going to do as well.
Well, no. Because it's not like... Okay, Iron Man wasn't known. But it was a superhero, and there were some things that were familiar about it. Guardians is crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
It's a much bigger budget. No. It's going to have to be $100 million at least.
$100 million is nothing, dude.
I know. It's going to have to go... it's going to be...
Fucking Spider-Man movie was $230 million.
Yeah, but they never look that way.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, great, he's swinging through New York.
Yeah, I mean, Avengers was $230
million. Okay, that makes sense. That they used their budget. But, I mean, look, you've got a tree, dude. A tree dude.
Dude, the tree dude looks sick.
And a rocky... No, I love the tree dude.
He looks mad.
But it's still... It's a tricky thing to make work. You know, instead of it just looking CG, you want to make it look like the tree dudes from Lord of the Rings, you know? And then you've got, like, Rocky Raccoon. Rocket Raccoon.
Rocket Raccoon is going to be cool.
Actually. Oh, he's going to be the greatest character. And I love this cast. And they've actually taken a female character that, like, this girl on the end here of the casting that they've shown us.
Yeah.
Very sexy costume in the comics, and I love that she doesn't have she's not sexualized.
Yeah.
Like she is. Like she seems to have like a full thing with a cape and stuff and a sword, so that looks cool. And I don't know, this knife guy at the end. I don't know what he's about.
A dude with knives.
Yeah.
Fighting in space.
In space. But yeah, I think that looks good, you know. So yeah, Marvel have all got all their shit going. All this shit, and we got all these different movies and stuff, and I cannot wait. So, you know, unfortunately, there wasn't a million things with this Comic-Con like E3.
Well, I think there probably was, we just don't care about a lot of it, because it spans over all of pop culture rather than, like, a specific field.
Yeah, and, you know. But, hey, that was interesting. At least, you know, we got some stuff from Marvel movies. Inevitable announcements. I'm interested to see how DC is going to react, though. Because I'm always like...
DC is probably not going to react, or they're just going to make really shit JLM.
Oh, they did react. It was Superman.
Oh, yeah, but, like, that's been in development for ages now, hasn't it?
Yeah. They are fucked.
Superman, like, they haven't even seen a trailer yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when's it coming out? Next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I get what they're trying to do, but they seem to be removing the elements of Superman that make him...
I don't think we can say that for sure yet. I mean, come on. We don't know anything about it.
I know Zack Snyder.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, fair enough.
And they're making the costume dark, and they're adding, like, doing that texture thing, which I...
Yeah, it looks like the Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man suit, how it looks like a basketball that's been stretched into a costume. Yeah.
It's like, look, I get you trying to be realistic, but this is Superman.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be that realistic.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I mean, remember the first costume from Superman Returns? All textury and shit.
Mm.
But even that one. Anyway, that was good. Yeah, so thanks for listening to us. I will catch you around. I forgot to introduce us, Henry Dillon.
Yeah, at the end of the podcast. Yeah. Read my reviews. Link in the blog post. Sorry about the audio problem with the things all starting up. We'll fix it probably by the time next episode is up. It probably will be fixed, hopefully.
We'll do our... Just so you know what's happening next time, we'll probably be talking Batman.
Yeah, obviously. Come on.
We'll probably just talk about how we're excited about Batman. and then we'll talk about how awesome Batman
is. So we're going to do one on Friday or so?
Well, yeah.
All right, so we'll do a...
I would like to do
one... Hopefully Batman will be really good episode,
yeah.
Which will be out by the time most people have already seen Batman, and then, the, like, soon after that, we'll do, like, a how good was Batman.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it's on... We're seeing on Sunday night.
Yeah.
It's not... We're not going to be able to be like, after the movie, hey, guys, come back to my place to do our thing.
Yeah.
You know, my mom's probably like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So, anyway... Yep, catch us next time. Bye.
Bye.